KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy to partly cloudy skies in Atlantic. It's 32 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 44. There is still a freeze warning in effect for vegetation until 10 a.m. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak police late Sunday night arrested 25-year-old Logan Samuel Cachat of Red Oak. He was taken into custody at around 11:20 p.m. in the 100 block of North 2nd Street for domestic abuse assault. Cachat was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond. A 28-year-old Shelby County man was being held over the weekend in the Douglas County, Nebraska jail following a fatal accident that took place Saturday night near Bennington, Nebraska. Tony Kenkel of Erling faces motor vehicle, felony homicide, and DUI causing serious bodily injury charges in connection with the crash that resulted in the death of 21-year-old Joseph Daniels of Council Bluffs. Daniels died at the scene of the accident that took place around 7:30 p.m. Saturday. A passenger in his vehicle, 21-year-old Thomas Grease of Council Bluffs, was reported to be in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police say the two men were in a 1995 Mitsubishi 3000 GT sports car on Highway 36 near Lake Cunningham Park Road when a black 2017 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by Daniels crossed the median and hit them head-on. Investigators say that Kenkel had been drinking. Bennington Road remained closed from 84th to 96th Streets until about 1:15 a.m. on Sunday. Atlantic Fire and Rescue were called to the scene of a school bus versus car accident on Interstate 80 eastbound at mile marker 60 or near Highway 71. The crash was reported around 2:45 p.m. on Sunday. The Harlan Community School Bus was carrying 17 passengers, none of whom were injured. The bus was blocking both lanes for a time, but one lane was opened up by around 3 p.m. on Sunday. A female in the car was hurt, and according to dispatch reports, the car had apparently rolled over multiple times. The Atlantic School District had planned to send a bus to transport the passengers on the bus involved in the accident, but Harlan then advised that one of their buses was en route. Heavy wet snow was falling at the time of the crash that happened just east of the Highway 71 bridge. Multiple other accidents, none of which resulted in known injuries, were also occurring Sunday afternoon in that same area. Two arrests took place early Sunday morning in Montgomery County. Red Oak police report 29-year-old Daniel Joseph Peck was arrested in the 400 block of East Washington Avenue at around 2:25 a.m. Peck was taken into custody for public intoxication and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 40-year-old Ernest Hayes Gibson of Red Oak was arrested at around 12:30 a.m. Sunday in the 1800 block of Hickory Avenue for possession of a controlled substance, second offense. Gibson was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. An Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation agent has resigned during an investigation into misconduct allegations that are being withheld from the public. A spokesman for the Department of Public Safety says Ashley Jones Goodsell resigned Friday following a 10-year career. The spokesman, Sergeant Nathan Ludwig, said Jones Goodsell was placed on paid administrative leave on October 1st. He and other department officials haven't responded to questions and an open records request about the reason for her leave and nature of the misconduct investigation. Jones Goodsell, who served out of Council Bluffs, had said earlier this week that she had not done anything wrong and was being represented by a labor union during the investigation. She did confirm on Friday that she had resigned from her job, which paid $69,000 this year, but she said she wasn't ready to comment any further. The Audubon Police Department reports four arrests in the past few weeks. On September 24th, Audubon Police arrested 26-year-old Jacob Ryan Kraft of Council Bluffs for two counts of criminal mischief in the second degree, theft in the second, and driving without a valid license. Kraft was booked into the Audubon County Jail on $15,000 bond. On September 30th, Audubon Police arrested 30-year-old Jessica Lynn Pindroff of Audubon for filing a false report. She was released from custody on a promise to appear in court. And on October 7th, Audubon police arrested 27-year-old Scott Ballou of Audubon for driving while barred. He was later released on a promise to appear in court as well. On Wednesday, October 12th, Audubon police arrested 24-year-old Garrett Christopher Kelly of Burlington on a charge of driving while suspended, and Kelly was released on a promise to appear in court. Well, Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting this morning at 8:30 in Atlantic at the courthouse. On their agenda is approval of a rural transit system joint participating agreement with SWPCO, action on an update on the workers' compensation designated physician clinic policy to include the Atlantic Medical Centers in Anita, Griswold, and Messina. and approval of plans for a reinforced concrete box culvert project on Quincy Road over Hoyt's Branch, which will replace a wood trestle bridge. Members of the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet this evening at 5:15 in the Council's chambers at City Hall. Parks and Rec Director Seth Stashelm will provide the board with updates on the Schildberg Development Project to include the West Playground, West Restroom Proposal, and a Bathhouse Shelter Agreement. An update on the Sunnyside Park entrance sign, which was installed last week. A park shelter reservation proposal, Atlantic Sports Complex plan, and updates on plans for community parks. Stashelm is also expected to report that park restrooms are or will be closed for the season, but the parks themselves in Atlantic will remain open. In our funeral announcements, Pamela Cool, age 69 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Pamela Cool will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Jensen, age 66 of Shelby, died October 5th at Selected Specialty Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Jensen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dale Stetzel, age 91 of Casey, died Sunday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Dale Stetzel will be held Wednesday at 10 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Irma Cleveland, age 100, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Irma Cleveland will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Dale Walter Doc Clausen, age 96, of Stewart, died Thursday. Memorial services for Doc Clausen will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Kent Archie Archibald, age 65, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. A celebration of life service for Kent Archie Archibald is currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Black, age 59, of Omaha, died Saturday in Omaha. Services for Robert Black are pending at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Virgil Boos, age 93, of Cumberland, died Saturday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Virgil Boos are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.